Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Jamie, and this is our From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast. As the owners of Hired Hand website software, we've been developing websites and creating internet marketing strategies for livestock breeders for the past 10 years. The majority of our customers are involved in the breeding of registered animals, such as Texas Longhorns, Highland Cattle, horses, and white-tailed deer, where the pedigrees are very important. The From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast examines many of the differences in raising pedigreed livestock for maximum profit. Join us and learn what we're covering today.
Well, hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Jamie. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. So I hear you're going to put on an online sale this year.
Yes, I guess that's the reason we're you and I are sitting here chatting here today. So I thought best way to kind of share exactly how and why and when is just to kind of maybe tell a little background on the sale itself, how we started and how we kind of got to where we are today. So for everyone who hasn't met me in person yet, my name is Mike Davis. I'm with LM Longhorns, and I'm probably more widely known as the guy who owns 3S Danica. So I'm going to tell a quick story if you'll bear with me, but we bought some land in the Hill Country about 10 years ago, needed some cows to hold our ag exemption, and the best way to do that, well, to me, the most enjoyable way to do that was to go buy some Longhorns. And so Red McCombs had a Fiesta sale every year, first weekend in May. So we went over there with the full intent. I was going to buy 5 cows, all with RM brands on it, because I figured if I had an RM brand on it, I couldn't screw it up that bad. I just didn't know enough about Longhorns to know any better. But I got to the sale, and there was actually ended up buying 4 RM cows, and there's this one cow and 3S Hytari I just really, really liked. So I bought 4 RM cows and 1 3S cow. And so unbeknownst to me, the 3S stood for was Alan Sparger, who was the ranch manager consultant for Red McCombs for the last 50 years. So, you know, I learned that, you know, while the RM cows were outstanding, one of Alan's Christmas bonus every year was he got to cherry pick one pick of the litter heifer from the McCombs herd every year. So I quickly, you know, changed my direction from RM cows to these 3S cows and got to know Alan Sparger, and we got to be good friends, Alan, Teresa, and the crew. And anyway, everybody may think I'm a really good breeder, but really I just, you know, took advantage of someone else's 50 years of hard work and experience. So so anyway, through that, through the RM sale, we got to meet folks like Red's daughter, Marcia Shields, Rex and Sharice Glendinning, John and Susie Heaver, Kurt and Glenda Twining, Aiton, Sandy Barham, and a long list of others that became our new Texas Hill Country friends. And Holly and I decided to become sponsors of the Friday night sale. It was kind of a way to kind of slide in and be a part of the sale for the next 20 years. Honestly, Alan and I discussed about how he was going to carry the torch, you know, for years to come after, you know, Red moved on to the next, you know, was done with it, if you will. And we were going to step up our participation and just, you know, sell more cows. But, you know, however, you know, God has a plan that's not ours. And Alan passed away unexpectedly from pancreas cancer in 2022. And Red passed away last year in 2023, and the RM herd was dispersed. So, you know, what next? We just didn't want this sale to go away. It's such a great sale. Even if you don't buy a cow, there's just something about a Texas Hill Country sunset, April, May. It's the best time of year. I mean, no one would deny it. So, whether you bought a cow at the sale every year or you just attended and enjoyed it, it was a great event. So thankfully the Glendinnings really stepped up, and they're taking the lead on the big sale, first weekend of every May, just like the McCombs did for years. And we just wanted to, you know, they're going to have a big sale in Salina, and it's going to be nice, and it's going to be first class, and I'll let Rex and Sharice do a separate podcast about that. But Rex said he's going to bring back the glory days when Red was blowing and going in the late 80s, and he was a young whippersnapper. And said, as he said, he just wants more of this. So Holly and I are, and Holly and I just support that. Holly and I are going to sponsor the Friday night party like in years past. So, but we consider this a prequel. So the solar eclipse sale is a prequel to the Glendinnings Fiesta sale, which is going to be the big sale, just like in years past. So why the eclipse sale, and is this just a one and done sale? And so the answer is no. You know, the reason we're having the eclipse sale, and it's online only, is we grab the first weekend in April. We want to have a sale the first weekend in April every year, until people stop coming. But, you know, unbeknownst to us, there was a once in a generational solar eclipse coming right directly over Fredericksburg where we want to have the sale. And hotel rooms are running $4,000 a night. They're expecting 60,000 people to descend on a little town like Llano and over 100,000 plus on Fredericksburg. So it's just going to be a logistical nightmare. It just didn't make sense. So we're putting a pin in it, but we are going to have the plan is to have an in-person real cow sale next year. So we just didn't want to skip a year and lose momentum. So here's the punchline. We've asked a handful of local Texas breeders that mostly of which had participated in the Macomb sale in the past, and they stepped up. And so, I mean, they put online sales are not traditionally your high price sales, so that's that hopefully benefits some of the buyers in this year's sale. But like, you know, guys like I don't want to leave anybody out, but I'll listen at the end. But like, they really put some nice stuff in the sale. Holly and I own a property on Main Street next year where we'll be hosting the sale, and the plan is to have a party on Friday night. Everyone's welcome. Music, you know, drinks, and and just good old fashioned fun. Saturday we'll have like a boutique sale from 10 a.m. to call it 2 or 3 p.m. And people can load out and go home after the sale, or they can just stick around and enjoy the shopping and the wineries and the wildflowers and another hill country sunset. So it's a boutique sale that's a prequel to next year's sale. And so the solar eclipse sale is the same way. We think it's like a little prequel to the sale. And so, and we put a couple of our Danica genetics in this sale to hopefully, kind of as a teaser, you know, to leading up to next month. So as far as details go, you have any, Jamie, you help me, so about filling any gaps about where people can get the information. We're going to try to do some Facebook posts and e-blasts, but the gist of it, it will be on Hired Hand's website through their traditional online link. We'll post those soon. I know a lot of people are anxious. There will be no catalog. We can keep the consigners, cost down and not have to pass on any to the buyers either. So, consigners this year include people like Wayne and Joanne Manning, Ronnie Mullinex, who's kind of home of Joe Makism's Alfie, Kent Mays and Janet Harmon, Tom and Amy Buxton, Ross and Dina Subert, Larry and Tony Stegemuller, Mike and Callie Smith, who, despite the fact that their cow beat Danica for the world record, we're going to let them participate. Anyway, no, we love the Smiths. It's kind of crazy. We have two great cows within 30 minutes of each other. So, and Randy Murray and his partners, they're stepping up. He put some really – I'll be bidding on Randy's cows, so be warned. So, anyway, it's great. It's going to be hopefully it's a good sale. We're going to keep it short and sweet, probably 25 cows, give or take. So – it will start around 7 o'clock and end probably around 8 o'clock. Bruce McCarty is going to do the online auction live. So it's not just a, picture and swiping, and he'll hopefully put some of his color and pizzazz on it. Chase Vasute's going to do the commentary and his one line, you know, comedy, you know, and so, but it'll be fun, but it'll be short and sweet. So the key is that you'll have an alarm. It's going to go off for most of us. When the skies go dark, it'll get light again around 2:30 Central Standard Time. So 4 hours later, set your clock and just log in and buy some cows, bid on them or whatever. So,
because the sale starts April 8th at 7 p.m. Central Time, correct?
Correct. Monday, April 8th, 7 o'clock. So people have time to get home from work and, you know, log in. And even if you don't bid, you know, kind of watch the show. I'm hopeful some will be good. I can't speak for everybody else's cows. I mean, I've touched on a few, but there's some nice ones. Us personally, I'm putting in a cow out of an El Coyote bred cow named LM Unicas Hermosa, and I've had a lot of people ask if I would sell her, and I've always told them no, so that one's going to hurt. She'll have a small reserve, but I'm confident she'll go past that one. But she was my best heifer out of the 2020 litter. She's a hydro daughter. She's got El Coyote breeding. She's really nice. So I'll make sure the people that have asked me in the past, like Bear Davidson and et cetera, to make sure they log in or have their clients log in. But and I want to mention we are going to have a donation lot, and this is kind of a, you know, I'm not sure I even shared this with you, Jamie, but again, we touched on I'll make sure I get my notes right because I want to overpromise and underdeliver. But we have some friends at Dallas Academy here in East Dallas. That it's a school for kids with special learning differences and you know, just need a little bit more hand holding. But and with that, they needed a new playground, so they were raising money. They're raising $250,000 for a new playground. And what we've decided to do is we've decided to donate, auction off last year's bull out of Danny. So Danny, as most of y'all know, is 3S Danica's daughter. It's going to sell at the Glendinning sale. And we just decided to sell her bull calf, which gives you she's sired by Hydro, you know, out of Danny. She's got the best horn of all our bull prospects. Probably comes from the Danica line. She's frosty on her butt like Hydro does. He's a nice little, he's a nice little bull prospect. So, we're confident he's going to sell he's good for somebody. We hope everybody's, you know, bids often. And like I say, 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Dallas Academy. And as an added bonus, there's a, anonymous donor that's going to match any dollars we give. So if we sell Rat, his name is Rattler. He's on the website and he'll be on the Hired Hand site. But if Rattler sells for $25,000, we will collectively be giving $50,000 to Dallas Academy. If he goes for $50,000, you know, you do the math. If he sells for $100,000, we'll be giving $200,000 away. So you'll be, you know, anyway, hopefully, you know, some groups some guys partner up and buy a nice bull prospect. So that's kind of the rose petal on the sale. You know, like I say, it's not a dumping ground sale. It's a prequel to the Glendinning's Fiesta sale. You know, it's just kind of a little awareness. We're going to do it again next year. So hopefully people log in and participate.
Love what you're hearing? Be sure to check out our pickup truck confessions. It's a video series where we hop in the truck or rental car and interview a variety of breeders about what drives their passion for their livestock, how they got started in the breed of their choice, marketing tips, and more. And now back to the podcast.
We should tell everybody that there's 27 lots total. The first 1 through 26 will be the females listed youngest to oldest, and then the bull lot 27 will be at the very end. And that bull is the one that is the donation lot that's going to benefit the Dallas Academy, correct?
That's correct. So I think it's safe to say Danny's going to sell, is going to do very, very well at the Glendinning sale. Here's a chance to get in front of that and own some of those same genetics. It's the Longhorn business is kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. A cow sells for a lot of money and immediately all its offspring become worth more and famous. So, and top of all that, this is, you know, Hydro and Danica are kind of core pieces of our herd. So you're, you know, I don't have 50 years in the industry, but I got to start somewhere. So we think they're pretty good.
So we should maybe tell everybody that the animals are located at their respective ranches, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So for pickup or hauling or whatnot, they can contact the seller.
So we'll assist. There's plenty of haulers. Most of the cattle is in the Texas, you know, North Texas, Central Texas area. Worst case, we can have them brought to our ranch, and then haulers like, you know, Wes Clark, Tessa, you know, Ron Bailey. There's plenty of local folks that can, we will get the cows to you. If you buy an animal, we will get a cow, we will get them to you. Now the buyers pay for hauling. So if you live in, you know, France, not going to pay for the boat. Can't quite afford the, you know, the shipping across over the Atlantic Ocean, but if you're in the contiguous United States, we will get that cow to you.
Well, any last minute details that we may have missed that you want to add?
None that I can think offhand. I'm easily accessible, either through my Facebook account or Instagram account or Hired Hand LM website, which is just lmlonghorns.com. So if you have any questions, just ping me there and I'll get the email. And then, like I say, we'll send out a lot of e-blasts here and make sure, try and spread the word. The last thing I'd say is please spread the word. Not everybody, you know, uses social media, and we sure want everybody to have an opportunity to participate on this if they can. So.
Well, and I think Buxton's have a couple pretty cool videos about their consignments in the sale. So those will be sent out. We'll text those out as well, so people can view consignments that way also.
Yep. So since you brought up Tom and Amy, so they are consigning a cow out of the same cow that I mentioned that's going to hurt to sell. So I may sell my cow out of Unica and turn around and try and buy theirs, but I won't, I've got a, I can't buy more than I sell, but I'm just saying there's some stuff that's piqued my interest and stuff. So, but hopefully there's some, well, you know, I want to say, you know, there's some good prices. You know, these same cows at a live auction would go for much, much more is what I'll predict. So good for the buyer, you know, and the sellers are fine. We know what we're getting into.
Well, one of your consigners is Todd Taylor, which I don't know how many people are familiar with Todd Taylor, but he was around years and years ago. And I think he got rid of most of his longhorns for a little period of time. And now I see he has some again, but he was the breeder of Tejas Star and then cows like Texana Garlingal. So I'm sure his cows are that he's putting in here.
I'm glad you brought Todd up. So Todd's one of these guys that has a remarkable herd. He has no website. I don't know how to get a hold of him. Ross Suber asked if I would be willing to let Todd in the sale. And I go, late. And I go, absolutely. Which is why it's not Jamie's fault that this, some of the stuff is posted. We're kind of getting close to the finish line, but she's been waiting on me to get information from folks like Todd, which is worth the wait. But Todd sent over some, here's another teaser for 2025 is Todd said, well, how about these cows? And I said, why don't you save that one for in person next year? So Todd's going to consign next year. And I'll just go ahead and say this, by the way, if anyone who buys in the solar eclipse sale this year will automatically get a space to consign in the in person sale next year. So that's your golden ticket. So if you buy three cows, you get three golden tickets, right? So we will make room for any buyers at the sale and next year's sale. So anyway,
That's a good deal.
We'll have more details. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but I'll give it to Bruce and Chase to cover up anything I may have missed.
Well, that sounds perfect. And we look forward to the sale. Again, it's April 8th, Monday, April 8th at 7:30 p.m. online only.
Thank you, Jamie.